Deuteronomy, chapter 17. You will not sacrifice to Yahweh your God an ox, or a sheep, in which is a blemish, or anything evil, for that is disgusting to Yahweh your God, if there is found in the midst of you, inside any of your gates which Yahweh your God gives you, man or woman, that does that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh your God, in transgressing his covenant. And has gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, or the sun, or the moon, or any of the host of heaven, which I haven't commanded. And it is told to you, and you have heard of it, then you will inquire diligently, and see if it is true, and the thing certain, that such a disgusting thing is wrought in Israel. Then you will bring forth that man or that woman, who has done this evil thing, to your gates, even the man or the woman, and you will stone them to death with stones. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, he who is to die will be put to death, at the mouth of one witness he will not be put to death. The hand of the witnesses will be first on him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. So you will put away the evil from the midst of you. If there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy inside your gates, then you will arise, and go up to the place which Yahweh your God will choose. And you will come to the priests the Levites, and to the judge that will be in those days, and you will inquire, and they will show you the sentence of judgment. And you will do according to the tenor of the sentence which they will show you from that place which Yahweh will choose, and you will observe to do according to all that they will teach you. According to the tenor of the law which they will teach you, and according to the judgment which they will tell you, you will do, you will not turn aside from the sentence which they will show you, to the right hand, nor to the left. And the man who does presumptuously, in not listening to the priest who stands to minister there before Yahweh your God, or to the judge, even that man will die, and you will put away the evil from Israel. And all the people will hear, and fear, and no more do presumptuously. When you have come to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and will possess it, and will dwell in it, and will say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations that are round about me. You will surely set him king over you, whom Yahweh your God will choose, one from among your brothers you will set king over you. You may not put a foreigner over you, who is not your brother. Only he will not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he may multiply horses, since Yahweh has said to you, you will from now on return no more that way. Neither will he multiply wives to himself, that his heart will not turn away, neither will he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it will be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he will write himself a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priests the Levites. And it will be with him, and he will read in it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. That his heart is not lifted up above his brothers, and that he does not turn aside from the commandment, to the right hand, or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his sons, in the midst of Israel.